Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 65.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Ask everyone to please silence their electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dear Lord, help us respond to your call to serve by remembering you are working in our lives, even when it seems we are alone, in difficult times, or facing insurmountable challenges. Open our ears that we may hear your reassuring voice guiding us, reminding us that with you, all things are possible. There is nothing we can't withstand, accomplish, or achieve with you in our hearts and in our minds. Be with us now and always, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 22nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Soka moves the journal for May 22nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, we are honored today for our very brief session to have our nurse of the day with us today, Stephanie Gorinello from here in Raleigh. Thank you for being with us today, ma'am. Representative Lewis recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 758, MSD Expansion and Governance, Favorable Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 1.
Counter percent rule 36B for the committee substitute for Tuesday, May 28th. Representative Lewis recognized, send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 671, Behavioral Analysis Licensure, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill.
Committee Substitute Number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee Substitute Number 2, Calendar Percent Rule 36B for Tuesday, May 28th. Message from the Senate. The Clerk will read.
House Bill 233, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require non-state entity that receives state funds to post the Office of the State Auditor's hotline to allow the Office of the State Auditor to determine the length of time that the state agency may respond to an audit of economic inefficiency in an audit program results, to expand the type of records of the Office of the State Auditor may share with the state and federal agencies, to clarify that the production of the documents in the Office of the State Auditor does not waive the attorney-client or attorney-work product privileges, to clarify that the Office of the State Auditor is not required to adopt unnecessary rules, and to amend local government finance officer laws for concurrence in the Senate committee substitute.
Counter percent rule 36B for next Tuesday as well.
House Bill 532, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the Overmountain Victory State Trail, to authorize the Wilderness Gateway State Trail, and to make various changes to the State Parks Act and North Carolina Trail System Act for concurrence in the state's Amendment Number 1.
Counter percent rule 36B for next Tuesday. Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Joint Resolution 1015 confirmed Chris Ayers, Executive Director, Utilities Commission, Public Staff.
Bills referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Ask our pages to please come down front, please. Any notices or announcements while they're gathered? There are pages. I want to personally thank you all for your service this week. I hope you've had a great time. I know it's been a short week in here, but probably a lot more fun things to be doing in Raleigh than standing back here in this room, I would imagine. But and I hope you've had a chance to observe your government. But more importantly, I hope you've had a chance to make friends from around the state and have a good time this week. Looks like summer vacation is almost here for you anyway. But while we don't have many, of course, here today, we had our votes yesterday. Today's what's called a non-vote session, so that's why you see so few folks here. But I would ask my colleagues here with me today to please thank you for your service this week. Thanks again. You all are excused, and hope you have a great summer. Any other notices or announcements or anything? All right. Seeing none, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, May 24th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Again, the chair will advise this is a no-vote session tomorrow as well. The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, has moved, seconded by Representative Cleveland, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, May 24th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. House Bill 1014, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the state of North Carolina to continue participation in the 2020 voting district verification project with the United States Bureau of the Census and to establish a process to review precinct lines in advance of the 2030 census for concurrence in Senate amendments number 1 and number 2. House Bill 1014 will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for May 28th, Tuesday. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 354, short title Student Notice Charter School Closure Restoration, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules Calendar Operations of the House, recommitted to Education K through 12, and if favorable, Rules Calendar Operations of the House. Senate Bill 151, Break or Enter Pharmacy Increase Penalty, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary, if favorable, Rules. And Senate Bill 55, Continuing Education for General Contractors, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform, if favorable, Rules.